The Nameless Dead by Brian McGilloway. Read by Stephen Armstrong. Saturday, 27th of October. Chapter 1. The cadaver dog, a small black spaniel, was moving across the field towards the island's edge, its snout pressed close to the ground, its body twisting and flexible as it turned this way and that, following whatever scent it had picked up. It snuffled into the surface vegetation, then cut suddenly left and followed an alternative scent instead. The handler, trailing a few paces behind, did not look up, his attention focused on the animal before him, following its every move with grim determination. Just beyond them, at the water's edge, gulls wheeled and circled, twisting in the wind. A heavy-bodied heron picked its way along the shoreline, its head angled towards the water, one beady black eye swiveling towards us. Around its feet, the river water lapped onto the gravel shore, instantly disappearing between the stones, then reappearing further down the beach as it drew away from us again towards the northern side of the river. The sky above us was heavy with rain clouds, the wind skittish along the river, running down the valley towards Derry. I shivered and zipped up my Garda overcoat. An urgent yelping broke the silence. The dog had picked up on a scent it recognised. It raised its head and barked sharply, its ears pricked, its tail erect and wagging furiously. Its head lowered, it sniffed again at the ground, then began barking louder, shifting quickly back and forth as it did. "Apparently they train those things using dead pigs," Lenny Miller, the man beside me, said. I looked at him quizzically.